Praise the Lord, my friends. It is indeed an honor to be able to speak with you again about what thus said the Lord. And we're going to continue on what we started last time. And it's about the area of healing. Healing. Healing our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. Let's go briefly before the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you and praise you for this time. We thank and praise you for our listening audience. We thank and praise you for those that are yet believing you, O God, for their healing. But Lord, we thank you that you let not them become weary in waiting on you, because your words say, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and you will strengthen their hearts. And so, Lord, as we go into this word, part two of this word, we pray that those that are listening will be blessed. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank God. Well, my sisters and brothers, as I said, this is part two. Last time we were here, we spoke to you about the area of healing. A lot of people today don't really believe that supernatural healings are still taking place like they did back in the old Bible days. But if you read the book of Hebrews, you discover that our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he changes not. And so I am persuaded, and I know for a fact that he is still in the healing business. He is still the great physician. All you need to do is have faith in him, because he is a true and living God. And just like the young lady a while ago, Sister Beverly Crawford, was singing, he is a deliverer. He is still delivering people from certain illnesses, spirits of infirmity that have come around to rob God's people of their joy. So I pray that I am speaking to God's people on today. And if you are yet struggling with the decision to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I submit to you today would be a good day to invite the Lord into your heart. Well, we're going to move on into this message. There is a lot that could be said, but because of time, we're going to swiftly move through what God has given us to say on today. We're using as our foundation scripture Isaiah 53, 5. And it says, for he, meaning Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Those stripes that he took on Calvary tree, we are healed. No matter what illness or infirmity you might be experiencing, God is able to raise you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you also need to know that God can also heal you, not only physically, but you could be sick in your mind, mentally, emotionally. You could be financially, psychologically sick. Hallelujah. Jesus is the cure for any and all of these ailments that the enemy would use to afflict us and our total being. Remember, according to St. John 10:10, the thief, the devil, say he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we know that Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. Hallelujah. It is time for you to wake up out of that depression. Hallelujah. Wake up, O sleeper and hypochondriac, Stop complaining about the symptoms of illnesses that the enemy uses to try and steal your joy. Because let's face it, if you're in pain, whether physical or mental, you're not experiencing much joy. Hallelujah. But I tell you, the power that's in the blood of Jesus, it still works. Hallelujah. We are healed right now. Hallelujah. That verse of scripture say, with his stripes, we are healed. That means present tense. We're healed right now. Sometimes we have to go through a little something that might be a little uncomfortable for us, but Jesus has already healed us. One of the biggest lies of the devil, and he is the father of lies, you know, he will tell people that miracles and healings were for the old Bible days. Even some intellectual, so-called spiritually born-again believers will tell you that. But I submit to you today that God is still performing miracles and wonders through healings today, just like he was in the so-called old Bible days. Because you see, as I said previously, the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. He will never leave us or forsake us. There is hope and victory as well as healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just trust him. We've got to learn to put our faith in the Lord and not our symptoms. We tell our symptoms about our God, and they have to go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Command whatever the problem is to go in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus against it. Pray and ask God to have mercy and remove that thing from you. Remember King Hezekiah in 2 Kings 20? Hezekiah the king was sick unto death, but he prayed and asked God to heal him, and God added unto Hezekiah 15 more years. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah 17:14, Jeremiah called out, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved." Praise God. Jeremiah was a man of great faith. And remember those lepers, those 10 lepers that came to Jesus and cried out, "Jesus, have mercy on us." Jesus healed them. And only one, came back to say, "Thank you, Lord," and fell on his knees. And Jesus said to him, "Well, I healed 10 of you. Where are the other 9? We have to learn to be grateful to God when he heals us, when he blesses us, when he does something mighty in our lives. And it don't always have to be big things, but we have to learn to praise God for the smaller things. Hallelujah. There was a woman in St. Mark 5:28 that had been sick for a long time. But she had enough faith to believe if she could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, she would be healed. And Jesus healed her. Now, you might be saying, "Well, Jesus is not among us right now. He's seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven." And you're right. But you can pray to be in God's presence, and the Holy Spirit, which is in Jesus, will heal you. Hallelujah. Where is your faith today? Where is your faith? In St. John 5:8, we see where Jesus heals a lame man, and he told him to pick up his bed and walk. Not only did the man pick up his bed and walk, but he started jumping and dancing and rejoicing. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and start to allow him to order your steps, not only does he want to give you divine help, but he also wants you to help others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In James 5:25, it says to the prayer of the faith shall save the sick. The Lord desires above all things, according to 1 John, that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers in him. Receive your healing today, praise God, my friends, and continue to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise that is due His name. God wants us to walk in divine health. Yes, you can go to the doctor for your ailment. God uses doctors in a great way, but Jesus is still the great physician. He is the doctor that never lost a case, but we have to trust Him. His will be done. Proverbs 3:5-6 says to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. People, you don't have to stay sick. You don't have to stay broke. You don't have to stay mentally ill. Pray and seek the Lord with your whole heart and be made whole. Not only do we pray for ourselves, but God expects for us to pray and intercede for others. He has healing in His hands. He has deliverance in His hands. Accept Christ into your heart today and experience His peace, grace, good help, and mercy. Well, call on the name of Jesus. Be blessed, my friends. Receive your healing. And remember, Jesus loves you. He wants the best for you. And I love you too. And we'll talk to you next time. And may God continue to be with you, is my prayer.